sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here round the dinner. Podcast Network Rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here round the dinner. Podcast Network Rotation. Sports opinion.
Why, this beat is automatic.
Let's go.
It's systematic. It's hydromatic. It's
and I'm geared for this nigga, known to go hard. Detroit native who be pistol packing. No straps at all when I get the rapping. Overkill this be like six pistols clapping. Hit flatline every show, get the casting. Lights, cameras, action. Next be snapping when that band be smashing and that DJ scratching. Me part of the team, yeah, that shit's asthmatic. Hit quick on anything, history happens on that.
Dramatic.
Got the clubs in a frenzy, system blasting. And what you asking is that my passion? Me mind fucking a fan, yeah, that shit's orgasm. So systematic, automatic. Yeah, that chick so easy, let me pass it, go.
On and on and on it goes and on and on. With this original. On and on and on it goes. You can't walk before you crawl. On and on.
Trading places, we ain't in the movies. Put you in the alley dumpster, mouth full of roofies. Ants on your eyebrows, you can't even itch them. Incisions from your autopsy, they don't even stitch them. A pimpo with the tempo, no clap, no snare. It's DJ Quick and John B, and that's not fair. Ladies get dramatic whenever we get near. You rockin' two Bluetooths and still can't hear. This is
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 13 of the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Span, and I got the homeboys Walt Lockdown and the homeboy Cliff, a.k.a. DJ Neff. Say what's up to the people's fam. Wait, what?
What's cracking? What's cracking?
Did the nigga put a finger up like, shut up? Did he tell us to shut up? Oh, okay. You got too much
something like that. I ain't know how to take it.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying. So I left it alone. And then, before you do all that, we gonna need you to explain your tardiness.
Oh my god, nigga, we about to start fining niggas. Yo, real talk, we gotta start fining niggas, man. This is becoming an epidemic with the Beer and Chicken Podcast, and me as like, you know, the proprietor of the Span Report Podcast Network and the Beer and Chicken Podcast being a subsidiary of that. We have to start finding y'all niggas, man. We have to find y'all like the cost of a shirt or something, nigga. Like you go, they on sale right now, so it's only like a $14 fine. But I'm saying though, we're not giving y'all the sale prices. It's the $20 prices when I find y'all. $20 for being late, my nigga.
I got a shirt for you. You can have this one. You can have this one. It's perfect too. It's perfect.
You get that's a perfect shirt to burn, my nigga. That's a perfect shirt to burn.
It goes great with your complexion. It goes great with in your bald head. It goes great with both.
I wear blue a lot of times, man. I wouldn't wear that. I would put that in the fire pit in my backyard, my nigga, and woof, light that motherfucker to light it up, man. It'll go great in the fire pit.
I'm not gonna tell you what I do to it because you get offended.
We gonna pee.
No, go ahead. This is all good to hear.
Tell him what you do to it, man. Tell him what you do to it. Tell him what you do to it.
I'm gonna piss all on it. I thought I'm R. Kelly that motherfucker.
Hey. Real talk, I thought he was gonna say he gonna do it like that lady that was in that that restaurant, man. She shit right on the floor, picked the shit up, and then threw it at the cashier. Like that's what I'd do. I'd shit on that damn shirt.
She took a napkin and threw that too.
Yeah, she still had shit on her hands though. Nasty motherfucker, nasty ass man. But yeah.
You know what? The funny thing is she from Detroit.
What? Nigga, you just made that up just now.
She
just made that up just now. Just made that up just now, man. So, yeah, man, this is episode number 13, man. We didn't do a show last week because it was Mother's Day, man. You know, Everybody out there spending time with the moms and whatnot, or the baby moms or the wives and, you know, the mother of their children and whatnot, man. And, you know, the homeboy Cliff just turned 38 with his old ass, man. How does it feel?
On Mother's Day.
How does it feel, nigga? Does it feel any different than being 37? You know how you get those stupid ass questions about, man, does it feel any different? No, nigga. But tell us about being old now, Cliff, since you hit 38 before the rest of us.
Tell us about being old, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well.
Don't be a
fan. We listening.
I'm saying, like, don't.
First of all, I ain't old, okay?
You old. You older than us, nigga. You old.
I'm just better. That's all. I'm just better.
Jury's out on that one, nigga. The jury's out on that one.
The right stuff. It gives you positive energy. You see that shirt you got on? That ain't nothing but negativity.
This is nothing but the truth.
You from the sun.
This is nothing but the truth. Okay, we're going to go on record that Cliff is now endorsing Donald Trump, because the shirt that I have on right now says fuck Trump and fuck you if you voted for him. And he's talking. So Cliff's dig in my shirt was a vote for Donald Trump. Fuck you and fuck your whole like label and record crew. I done fucked that whole shit up, man. I fucked it all up.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, man. I've been
go
like,
back and watch the movie. Go back and watch the movie.
I've been off all weekend, bro. Like, I did a podcast yesterday. I did episode 208 of The Spam Report, man. I feel like I shot 7 for 27 on that performance, man. Like, I had 6 turnovers and I fouled out the game. Like, the show was bad yesterday. I'm not happy with that effort, man. So I got a rebound, man. This has to be. Say what? God damn, man. Don't be a hater all your life, bro.
Can I give a fun fact?
No, you can't, nigga. You came in late. Nah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Did he really ask? Like,
I had somebody ask me when I was at my cigar lounge why the White Sox is spelled S-O-X.
Same.
Legitimate question.
Is it? Right?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
When you suck ass, yes, it's a legitimate question. So I Googled it, and I just wanted to give you a little information because, you know, you're a White Sox fan. So the White Sox were originally called the Chicago White Stockings.
Okay. Man, you really felt like...
That tickled the
fuck out of Cliff, didn't it? That nigga fell all back in his seat. They're like, ha! Where's the cricket sound, man? I know I got the motherfucker here.
He been holding that all week.
Yeah, no, this was just 2 days ago. Don't try to play me. That is hilarious. The White Stockings.
That is funny, though.
Hey, like, low key, like, I'm letting you get these jokes off. But like for a hot second, man, we was thinking about firing your ass, and we knew it was gonna be like this.
Y'all can't do me like this. You ungrateful son of bitches.
Yeah, we knew it was gonna be like, you know, it might turn out like that, and we didn't want to have to do that. So
I don't think I understand. I had my son's birthday party at the roller rink where Roll Bounce was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
38 kids, man. 38 kids.
You got 38 kids, Cliff? Is something you want to tell me, nigga, that you ain't told me before?
I got something in my eye.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't know, man. Cliff might be out here laying out pipe. We don't even know it. Like, Cliff out here got kids all over the place. He got the whole Cook County all like a...
Oh, God. Can we talk about...
You got that Vegas that Vegas football team they finna put over there. That's who they is.
Nah, man.
The whole roster.
Hey, you know, before we get into this, because we already like we're talking shit, but like let me introduce the show and like get all the business out of the way, man, so we can get this show rolling, man. You can hit us up at the Beer Chicken Podcast. Go ahead and hit the hotline up at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show, respond right here. You can also call in the show live. If you're watching the show live here on Crowdcast, man, go ahead and call into the show. We'll chop it up with you while we're doing this. Also, email us here at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave those emails, and of course, we will read those emails and reply to those here live on the show. You can follow all three of us on Twitter. My name's Mr. Underscore Span on that boy. Walt is Walt Locked Down on that joint. Cliff is DJ Neff 2 on that joint. So go ahead and follow all of us. You can chop it up with us throughout the week. And the show actually does have a Twitter account. It's Beer and Chicken Pod on Twitter as well, man. So you can go ahead and follow all four of those accounts and get your sports fixed while we talking all this shit throughout the week. And, yo, go to the website, beerandchickenpod.com. You can go there, vote on the polls. You can watch replays of the show. You can leave comments on there. You can donate to us and shit if you like, man. We really do like when y'all give us money, man. Like, we do. Like, y'all can really help us out. And y'all can help Cliff pay these fines he about to accrue for being late and shit, right? So go ahead, go to beerandchickenpod.com. And you get your full podcast needs met over there. And we got some merch, y'all. Go to the store. We got some new shirts there, man. And the motherfuckers is on sale. You get you some shit for $14, man. 30% off right now. Go ahead and cop you some merch. Go ahead, get you a new shirt. We got the Winged shirts in there, man. We got the Earnest shirts in there, man. We got the Hater shirts in there, man. Go ahead and cop yourself some Beer and Chicken Podcast merch, man, and be a part of this movement, man, real talk. But, yo, we're going to get into this show, man. We're going to get into this show. And the first thing that, oh, shit, what the fuck happened to Walt? Jesus Christ, man. Man, we can't catch a break tonight on this fucking Crowdcast joint, man. Like, this is not the business. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. But, yo, Cliff, man, because Walt eventually will show the fuck back up at some point in time. But, yo, what do you think about, because I wanted to present this to both of y'all, because I know y'all were really adamant about this, especially Walt. Walt was, like, really adamant about this, about Dwayne Casey getting fired as the coach of the Toronto Raptors, man. What you think about that?
Well, that was one thing that Walt talked about the other week. He brought that up.
Can you speak up a little bit, Cliff?
Is that better?
I guess. I mean, I hear you, but you know, it's coming in a little bit low, but we can make it work.
What do I think about it? It's kind of just the way things are, bro. When I think about the whole coaching situations and how coaches better the whole team. Now I'm saying the whole team. It just reminds me of Mark Jackson. Just another situation where you bring a team up from zero, take them to the playoffs. If I'm not mistaken, Toronto, what was they, a two seed? They was a high seed, right?
They were the number one seed.
One seed. It's just kind of being repetitive, you know. I would like to see who they're going to replace them with.
Mm-hmm.
But. It's really not too much to say because we kind of knew this was coming.
Now, do you think it's because he was like, you know, yes. Think it's because he was black? You think it was because he was black?
They never did it to a white boy.
Yeah, they did.
Who?
Vinny Del Negro. They did it right. They did that right in Chicago, bro. Like Vinny Del Negro.
Whack.
He was what?
Whack.
Hey, You can say that all you want, but Vinny Del Negro bought the Bulls from relative obscurity. He made them a perennial playoff team right before they got rid of him, and they brought in Thibodeau. That happened.
Okay.
That happened.
But here's my thing, I might go against what I just said. Look, I'm just being honest. I can't stand the Bulls. All right? So whatever they do, it just don't have no bearing on me. And if it happened to Vinny, guess what? It don't apply. How about that? That situation don't apply because the Bulls just will always be trash, at least for the next 20 years, because their time has ran. And I accept that. You know, how many teams have done a back-to-back-to-back twice? None. The Boston and L.A., they did back-to-backs, but nobody did 2-3 in a row.
No, but right? Boston did like 8 straight, though. Like, I mean, they did, though. Like, they did like 8 straight. I'm like, man.
I'm just saying,
Yeah, I get it. Two separate times. I get all that. But, yo, Boston ran a whole damn decade for real. Like, for real. But, man, we was talking about, you know, with that Dwayne Casey thing, man. Like, I remember Walt was talking about that. And you kind of stepped in and you agreed with him, too. I kind of was like, eh, I don't know about that. Because, you know, because of the way I think that the expectations in Toronto had been risen, like, yo, his team had to perform. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I had picked Toronto to beat Cleveland in that series. I did. Like, at least they didn't win a game. They got swept the hell up out of there. A number one seed getting swept out by, you know, and again, it's LeBron James or whatever else. But, you know, you look at how Boston is handling them. Like, well, wait a minute. What's going on with Toronto? Where, like, they couldn't even get a game out of that entire fucking series. So, I think, you know, there comes the expectations that come with, okay, so you're taking this team from this level and now you're a one among the upper echelon teams in the league. But, yo, when it comes time to perform, at some point, man, like, they were folding when the spotlight was the brightest. And I think that kind of reflects on the coach, man, and what he was able to get out of his dudes. Not only that, one of his best players he didn't really have a good relationship with. And I think that made it a whole lot easier for Toronto to kind of get rid of him.
Was that Lowry?
Yeah, that was Kyle Lowry.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just read something on here that said they fired him on his day off, like on Friday.
Who?
Casey. They fired him on his day off.
Oh, well, shit. Of course it was his day off. Nigga, they just been eliminated. This whole summer about to be a day off.
Like Smokey, you been stealing boxes?
This whole summer about to be a day off for him, man. So, like, I think that's pretty much where it boiled down with Dwayne Casey, man. Like, I don't know if I really buy into the whole thing of, like, the black coaches, especially in the NBA, man, because we got so many examples of black coaches in the league. But, like, that they get a shorter leash as a coach in the league than they would any other coach, because we've seen so many teams who were in the building block stages of trying to get to the next step, and then they have a coach who can't necessarily get them there, and they move on to another dude who, like, you know, steps in and, you know, moves the team a little bit closer to where they want to be. Sometimes it doesn't happen, sometimes it does, but I think more often than not, it's, you know, we've seen it happen the other way.
How do you get coach of the year and lose your job?
It happens.
I hear you, but let's just think about this for a second.
Did he get coach of the year this year?
I'm reading right now. Raptors congratulate Dwayne Casey for being coach of the year.
Is that this year or was that last year?
This was 3 days ago. I'm reading right now.
Well, he wasn't coach of the year when they let his ass go, because he'd been gone more than 3 days. He wasn't coach of the year then, nigga.
He's dirty as hell.
I'm just saying.
But no. It says the announcement comes just 5 days after Casey was fired from the Raptors for following their second round loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The move led to a lot of backlash for dismissing the coach, who seemingly overachieved with a team that ended up with the best record in the Eastern Conference during the regular season,
mm-hmm.
who had led the Raptors to the playoffs in each of the past 5 seasons. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the announcement was made even more awkward when the Raptors' social media team congratulated Casey on the distinction as far as, you know, coach of the year. Man, look, it is just, I'm not the one to judge, but of course that's on this show we judge.
Okay? Oh shit, hold on. I think Walt is back, because I hear a whole bunch of shit in the background, so we know it's Walt.
So y'all can hear a bunch of stuff in the background.
Yeah, man.
My bad.
Walt sound like he in the subway.
Man, Walt.
Ding.
Walt sound like he in Chinatown in Chicago right now, nigga. He on that red line, like.
somebody go come to Walt.
Man.
You got some change?
I tell you, man.
Walt about to be a subway performer right now, man. He gonna be singing "Change Gonna Come" real quick, man. What you got? What we talking
I'm
about?
I'm gonna get fired.
Hey man, you gonna get fired too. You coming in kind of hot now too, man. You coming in real loud, man. You might want to turn that mic down just a tad.
I had to switch mics for some reason.
Okay, well, we hear you loud and clear, nigga. Really loud.
But no, before you
what get, was before y'all talking about?
We were talking about Dwayne Casey, and what yeah. I was going to say was this. The fact that he has, it said five seasons, he took us to the playoffs, got the best record in the Eastern Conference. I don't understand the logic behind firing somebody who has been so successful. And
I do.
I'm gonna say in a short period of time, because a lot of times some guys, they only coach for 2 years and they get booted. And they get booted because they lost. That's legit. But if you're winning, and if you are a winner, if you are the number one seed in the whole entire conference, mm-hmm. I just don't get it. In football, if you don't go to the playoffs for 2 or 3 years, you're gone. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But statistically, if you're a winner and you're doing your job, mm-hmm. I don't understand why you would be up for getting – I don't get it.
Well, I got an explanation for that. Well, I got something to say about that, but I'm going to let the homeboy Walt get in, because this is really the shit that set him off before we was, you know, when he was winging it the last time we was on. This was the shit that got him hot. So what do you think about Toronto firing Dwayne Casey, man? I know this was your shit.
Didn't he get coach of the year?
Yeah, Cliff was just talking about that. Yep.
Yeah. What's there to talk about?
What do you mean, what's there
the to talk got, about? The man get fired the same year he got coach of the year. Was some bullshit.
Exactly.
There's no argument against it.
Yeah, it is.
The other side of the shit, nigga.
Yeah, there is.
You fired him for what? Losing to LeBron James, and you might as well fire every other coach in the Eastern Conference.
Not really.
Facts.
Not really.
Facts. I can't wait to hear what's wrong.
You breaking up, Walt.
Go ahead.
All right, Walt. You got to turn that mic down a little bit or something. Turn the gain down on that bitch or something. But
that's what I told you, I'm finna choose to switch again.
Yeah, but the thing is, man. Like, I hear y'all on the, you know, he won Coach of the Year and shit. Like I just told Cliff, like he wasn't Coach of the Year when they fired his ass, right? The other thing that I want to say is like, yo, he's taking that team to the playoffs 5 years, right? At a certain point, your team can plateau. If you're not going no further than the second round for 4 or 5 years with the same coach, there may be time for you like, yo, we plateaued. We've peaked with this squad. We've peaked with this coach. We might need to go into a different direction to get us past this hump. And these dudes did not win. These dudes did not win a fucking game. They were the number one seed in that in the East, and they lost to a team, which was LeBron James. And you know, truth be told, his supporting cast ain't really shown themselves to be the greatest motherfuckers right now in these playoffs. Like, they haven't. So, like, at a certain point with a coach, with a team who at this point you would have thought, and I thought, because I had them beating the motherfucking Cavs, right? You would have thought that team would have gone further along in the playoffs along with that little process that they had going on. They had taken all these steps to be a better team. And they plateaued. They haven't gone any further than the fucking second round of the playoffs for 5 years with the same fucking coach. And truth be told, like y'all talking about him being Coach of the Year, Coach of the Year is a regular season award. It has absolutely nothing to do with your performance in the playoffs. The same way all of these other awards are decided about you are decided by your regular season performance. Has nothing to do with what you do in the playoffs. So if this dude keeps going to the playoffs and loses in the second round, guess what? We feel like we got the players that can get past this, and we haven't so far. We might need to move in another motherfucking direction. And I can see exactly why they felt like they may need to move on. I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with it, but I can see their logic.
Logic? My God, the fuck are you talking about?
I just told you what the fuck I was talking about, nigga. And speak up. Say it with your chest, nigga.
Like you justifying somebody for winning, and you gonna punish him.
What has he won? What the fuck has he won?
Listen.
You gotta earn it, Cliff. Remember that shit. You gotta earn it.
Oh, get that.
What the fuck did he win, Cliff?
Oh my God.
What did he win? What did he win?
How many teams go to the playoffs every year? How many teams?
What did he win?
How many?
16 teams go to the playoffs every year. 16.
16 teams every year go to the playoffs.
16. Half the league goes to the playoffs.
Half the league. Mm-hmm. And if you can tell me right now, you're going to gamble with a coach who has made you a part of these 16 teams for 5 years in a row, and now you're going to say, you know what? You've made it to the you said they plateaued.
They did.
They didn't plateau. I'd rather have a coach that is going to get me and my squad a possibility of going to the championship at least 5 years in a row, and then you the number one seed at the end of it all, man. That's just
and you out in the second fucking round. You don't even make it to your conference semi. You don't even make it to the conference finals. You out in the second round every year.
Okay.
Every year.
Fine. But guess what? How many teams don't ever go? They don't even ever see it. They don't even know what the second round is.
And those dudes, they fire their coaches. They fire their coaches.
They have a reason because they can't even make it where he did.
Okay, so like when we were talking before, I made the point about Vinny Del Negro. Now you can sit up and talk about how you don't care about the Bulls and all this other shit. Vinny Del Negro got them Chicago Bulls to the playoffs. He gave them a chance at a championship by being in the playoffs. They never got past the first fucking round with Vinny Del Negro as their goddamn coach. What did they do? They got rid of his ass. They brought in Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau had their asses battling against the damn Big Three in Miami. So what do you like at a certain point, this ain't about it. Like, this ain't even about what y'all is saying it's about. Yo, it's really about his performance, bro.
Performance. And guess what? Let me just go with your Vinny Del Negro bullshit. Well, he took him to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
He did.
Guess what? Well, guess what? One thing is with a team in a sport, I don't care if it's basketball, football, baseball, soccer, I don't care what it is. That coach has so much to do with how everybody plays together.
Mm-hmm.
And the second you take away one of the most important pieces of them winning, I'm talking about winning, that team, that team chances of continuing that pace is going to go. You talking about plateauing? Come on, man. How about this? I bet you that the Raptors will not be the number one seed next season.
Probably not. Boston is going to be the number one seed next year.
I can't even call that right now.
I can.
Oh my God.
I can.
Oh God. Sox fans. I mean, you're so.
You're not really breaking down any logic right now. I mean, because hell, even using your own example about a team losing the coach and going with in another direction, Golden State will show you that's kind of some bullshit. They got rid of Mark Jackson. What did they do? They brought in Steve Kerr. They went on to win a championship.
Guess what?
Same thing with the Lakers, man. When they brought in Phil Jackson, I forgot who the fuck was the coach before Phil Jackson. But they had the same level of talent. They had the same talent level that they had. They had the same team primarily before Phil Jackson signed on with the Los Angeles Lakers. And what did he do? He brought them over the hump. Sometimes the guy that you have isn't the guy that you need at that moment. That's what that is, man.
Is Mike Budenholzer still the coach of Atlanta?
I don't know.
Yes, he is. And he was the first, and they were the first seed a couple of years ago and didn't go nowhere.
But they got to do with the price of tea. That's how that team decided to run their organization. Period.
You know what? Talking about back office.
You're breaking up, Walt. Say that again.
Sometimes it ain't about firing the coach. Sometimes it's about getting some new players.
It could be a combination of all of those things. But what I'm saying is, even when you do that, sometimes the front office makes a decision like, yo, this might not be the guy for us. We may need to move into another direction. And they make those decisions all the time. This has happened for more than just the Toronto Raptors. It's been happening across the fucking league.
True. And hey, you know what? To your point, here, I'm gonna give you this one. Here's the deal. Chicago is known for dismantling teams. Do you not agree with that?
I agree with that.
Okay. So when it comes to the coach or the players or whatever, you know what? I'm almost starting to feel like it don't even make a difference if they're a winner. Because the politics behind it all is what really matters. That's what really fucking makes the deal.
The politics?
Because the politics.
Break it down, bro. Break it down for us. Break it down for us.
Thank you very much. Mark Jackson, this through the grapevine, the reason why they fired Mark Jackson, the owner of the Golden State Warriors, is homosexual. Mark Jackson and his wife are extremely spiritual.
Okay.
Big Christians. They got a church. And I heard that the clash between them two was very, very clear every day.
Okay.
So I think when it comes down to a lot of the reasons why they're going to fire a winning individual who makes the team win, sometimes has nothing to do whether or not they win or if they lose. I got a cousin who's an assistant coach right now in the NBA, and he tells me that all the time. The
okay.
Politics is what is what really runs it all.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Steph Curry is also very religious. Mm-hmm. He's the star of that fucking team.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that if Steph Curry felt like Mark Jackson was the guy to take them to that, you know, that next level, that he could have spoke up and his word would have held some weight with that team before they fired him?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Because Steph Curry was not a star then. He was not a star then.
The fuck he wasn't. Right. The fuck he wasn't. The fuck he wasn't.
He was the only star.
He was the only one they had.
He was the only star of the team.
No, he wasn't a star. He just stuck out.
He was the only star they had.
Okay, so what the fuck does a star do, Cliff? It sticks the fuck out.
You can put a six man on somebody and they can just stick out, but he ain't no superstar like he is now. He was not on the same level.
Oh, come on, Cliff.
Come on, Cliff, man.
Don't go out like that, man. Steph Curry been flamed for a long motherfucking time, bro. And he was a star. He was a star player when Mark Jackson was coaching there, man. Okay. He was a star player. What? He was already an all-star.
And to me, he wasn't that killer like he wasn't that threat like he is now. Now people are planning their defense around Steph Curry.
You don't think they would plan their defense around the dude who was he was the best player on Golden State at the time? Why wouldn't they plan their defenses around him, Cliff?
Because they didn't care.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Oh my god.
That's bullshit, man. You mean to tell me? That's how you feel, but at the same time, it's like reality is reality, and he was a star player for that fucking squad, man. And I don't care what team you playing for. If you the star player for that team, those defenses are going to be geared towards stopping you.
Okay.
There it is.
From that, from Dwayne Casey.
What's up, Taurus? Taurus in the chat room, man.
Oh, my man. I see him pipping. I know he probably had a shotgun in his lap right now.
I know, right? I don't know what the fuck. Oh, damn, Walt, you still here? I was going to say, what the fuck happened to Walt? Because he ain't on camera no more. But what you got? I know you got something to say, Walt, because you was kind of chiming in.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, these coaches, man, to add on what y'all was saying, they get fired. And it's just basically what it boils down to is they don't have the necessary power that they need to do what they need to do. I mean, I think, but some of that is not even the coach's fault, so, the general manager's fault.
Now, hold on.
You know,
so I got a question. So now I got a question for you, Walt. You know, like you was talking about, you know, the player. I mean, the coach is not necessarily having the players that that they need to win, right? What would you then say to somebody who would ask you, like, well, how about the coaches coaching up the players that they have to overachieve? And some would say that Dwayne Casey did exactly that with the Toronto Raptors. That he coached those dudes up to a point where they overachieved, where they, you know, nobody really expected them to win that many games.
I might tend to agree with that. So here's my thing. If you feel that way, then again, why would you fire the coach who coached some guys up to overachieve instead of getting him some better guys to coach them to overachieve? You understand what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry was the only two guys on that team that they were leaning on. And anybody who know the game of basketball know that you're not about to beat nobody and win no championship with them two guys. That's like saying Golden State can win a championship with just Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. It's not going to happen. You need Draymond Green. You need Andre Iguodala. You need Sean Livingston. You need them guys. All they had was Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, and they went and put a bunch of European players around them, pretty much.
Well, I mean, like, you got European players popping up all over the motherfucking league, though. I wouldn't necessarily, at the same time,
like, you got to look at the market they in, though, Span. They in Toronto.
What's wrong with Toronto?
Like, a lot of people don't, because a lot of guys don't even like going up there. They first of all, it's a cold weather place. Second of all, you got to deal with.
New York and Chicago.
If you in Toronto, you got to come across the United States. You got to deal with customs and all that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a place that nobody really want to be at. It's not in America.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that one, Walt.
I disagree with that.
I don't know about that one, bro.
What do you mean? You think them guys rather be in Toronto or down in Houston? You know what I'm saying? Or in Miami?
I think players, or Chicago, for that matter.
I think, for real?
I think players want to be where they can win, man.
I was gonna say something else. I think players want to go where they get paid, and if you're gonna pay me, Toronto is
like
a beautiful place.
I mean, true and Diggy, they're gonna go get paid, and they're gonna go and they're gonna go play ball. But you got to be all in, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't all in, then it ain't right. You got them guys as they collecting a paycheck. That's what they doing.
That's happening.
They going to the collective.
That's happening all over the league, though, bro. Yeah. Like. That's happening in Orlando.
Yeah,
it's happening.
But sometimes you have a team where you collecting a paycheck that's actually doing something.
Let me ask you something. I got a question. So you rather go to Cleveland and not get a check than go to Toronto and get $100 million? Man, I'm cool. I'm gonna just go to Cleveland because they win it. That's your logic?
No, that's not my logic.
Huh?
What I'm saying, we're talking about not having the necessary pieces to attract talent to Toronto, which is why they go and get all of those players. Bastard dog, they all pretty players.
Man, you breaking other up than bad.
None of the
you breaking up bad. Well, hey, do you have your camera on right now?
Yeah.
Turn your camera off. Let's just do the audio, because right now you're breaking up real bad, and it might be, you know, like taking up bandwidth and shit. Like, just turn your camera off and just keep the mic on.
Take that Detroit hat off. That shit might clip.
How about now? Let me say something now, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, man.
All right, so what I'm saying is, if you look at the roster from top to bottom, man, it's mostly European players. You understand? That's why they have those European players, and that's why, because none of the real players want to go up there, bro. Who stars that play in the United States of America want to go to Toronto and take over that franchise? Even the ones, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, where they go? Houston.
Hold on. Vince Carter didn't leave fucking Toronto because he wanted to. They traded his ass. He didn't want to leave.
I mean, why though is the question? Because he didn't want to be. They don't want to be there, man.
It wasn't because he didn't.
They don't want to be there, dog.
Dude, you need to watch that damn Netflix documentary, the Carter Effect. He didn't want to fucking leave Toronto. He pretty much made Toronto.
He didn't.
He pretty much made Toronto like a destination fucking place when he was there. Like, he had NBA players coming to him like, yo, where do we go to, you know, where in town can we go to kick it and everything else? He had his own clubs.
Who was they attracted since? He was the first one, because Toronto was a franchise that was added on to, it was, you know what I'm saying, to the league late. So they was one of the new with the Vancouver Grizzlies. They came in with the Vancouver Grizzlies.
I remember.
So Vince Carter was like their first star, pretty much. But after that, who's been there?
Chris Bosh.
And what happened? He left ASAP, my nigga.
He left during free agency. Guess where he went? To go play with fucking LeBron James. I mean, goddamn.
No, Chris Bosh was already. What wasn't Chris Bosh? They had already acquired him before LeBron
that
made his
shit
decision.
That shit was already planned out. They knew exactly what the fuck they was doing when they played for Team USA in those Olympics
all
the summer before. They already knew what they was doing.
All I'm saying is, You got to give Dwayne Casey something other than Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan and expect him to come out of the East, bro.
I'm saying if you're going to come out of the East with the number one seed, you need to be coming past that fucking second round. That's all I'm saying. And if you've been to that fucking playoffs 5 years in a row, you got to get past that second round. You got to get past that second round, man. If you can't get past the second round after five seasons, a change might be in order. That's all I'm saying.
I still value longevity in coaching and sports because it's implement a culture and a system and a team when you constantly turn it.
I mean, it's not constant turnover. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really constant turnover, though, if he's been there long enough for them to go to the playoffs five straight seasons, man. Like, they've been there 5 years in a row, and they've never gotten past that second round. I'm saying, like, he has some longevity. A lot of coaches don't get that much time.
True. Doing that.
So.
Well.
So, I think we done talked this Dwayne Casey shit to death. So, what you got, Cliff, man? What you, what did you want to hit us with tonight, man?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, my, you know what? Mine ain't going to really be long. I can't lie. So I saw, let me pull up this screenshot. I'm on Instagram and I follow Shaq and he likes to bring up a lot of stuff that a lot of guys on ESPN say, and he posted what Stephen A. Smith's NBA awards were. Right.
Okay.
And I know we talked about this maybe two episodes ago, and then specifically we talked about the whole Donovan Mitchell versus, you know, the rookie of the year, but and we touched on the MVP, but it's like almost across the board that everybody wants to give Harden the MVP, and I'm like, man, I just don't understand how. You can ignore, before I say this, I am not the biggest Russell Westbrook fan. Mm-hmm. I acknowledge that he is an awesome athlete. I can't stand his attitude, but he is a baller. And I don't know how you can ignore his statistics for an entire season and the winning percentage of his team. It wasn't like they sucked either, you know. I wasn't a huge fan of Oklahoma, but he played very well with his team.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to ignore the fact that he averaged another triple double, for a second time, they are really taking the whole, well, you know, nobody cares about that anymore, or you know, the Harden step back is just something everybody wants to see. Then it's not even about the game of basketball anymore. It's really not. I think it's about something else. I think it's phony, you know. And Russell Westbrook has proved himself to be an elite basketball player, and now he has put himself in a bracket that nobody else can be in yet. Of course, I'm just saying yet. Everything can happen, you know, can be duplicated, but I just feel sad for him because, you know, here he shares the ball better, he gets rebounds. I mean, just the whole everything, and I think he did that because a lot of people used to say that he was very stingy and he always just wanted to shoot the ball and he didn't play, you know, team basketball. Mm-hmm. And that has totally changed. It's totally changed, man. And the people are really looking at the game of basketball and not recognizing what it takes to get a triple-double for one game.
Mm-hmm.
For one game. You know, let's not even talk about the whole, to average it for a season. And it's just unfair, and I just you know, when I saw Shaq's page, you know, they got MVP, you know, James Harden. And not to throw any salt at James Harden because he's a great player. He's not even in my top five in the NBA, but...
What?
What did you say?
What?
He's not my top five. And I mean, what, you think he deserves the MVP?
You asking me?
I'm asking you with that bullshit. Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thing. Here's my thing, because
swallow first, nigga.
Fuck you. Here's my thing. I said a few weeks ago that I think that Russell Westbrook has actually been one of the more underappreciated players of it, has been one of the more underappreciated players of his generation, right? I think I winged it on the fact that, like, the dude averaged a triple-double 2 seasons in a row, and he isn't necessarily getting, MVP consideration this year. I talked about this a couple weeks ago, right?
I agree.
Thing is, I think what's happening this year, like, I think there are a lot of voters who thought that maybe James Harden had a really legitimate shot at winning the MVP last season when they gave it to Russell Westbrook. And because the Houston Rockets have had a better season this year, and the Oklahoma City Thunder have kind of taken a step back as far as like their win-loss, you know, their win-loss totals and whatnot, I think they're giving James Harden another look as far as being MVP this year. I think that's what's happening. Like, James Harden is pretty much playing on the same level that he did last year. His team was still, like, I think they were the number one seed in the West. So, and they're playing in the same conference as the fucking Golden State Warriors with all four of those fucking, you know, all-stars over there. And yet they still came out as the number one team in the West. So I think what's happening is a lot of the voters who voted for Russell Westbrook last year, they're looking at James Harden like, well, not only is he the best player, he's the best player on the best team in the league so far. And I think they're giving him credit for that. And that's probably why he's getting the MVP. He's going to probably walk away with the MVP this year. Like a lot of those voters who voted for Russell Westbrook are looking at the backslide that the Oklahoma City Thunder did with Paul George on that team, with Carmelo Anthony on that team. They're looking at the win-loss total, and they're like, as much as we like Russ, the team success didn't translate. And it didn't. They took a step back as far as, like, their win-loss percentage. Like, they just did. So I think a lot of those voters are looking at it like, well, maybe we should give it to James Harden this year. I think that's what their logic is going into the season. Not saying I agree with it, but I'm just saying I think that's what their logic is.
Yeah.
What you think, Walt?
I was getting ready to say, I think he should get it. I think he should get it, because if you look at it for the last few years, he's been in the running for it.
Wow. This nigga got mad as shit.
What the fuck? Wow, was you born in 1980 or 1997?
No. Neither.
Hey, man. Talk your shit, Walt. Talk your shit.
Talk your shit.
Neither. What's up? Why?
Go ahead, man. It's your turn.
Nah, why? I want to know why. What the fuck is so funny?
I was more so laughing at Cliff's reaction to what you said more than anything else. Like, his reaction was funny as hell to me. But, like, why? You know, like, explain to this nigga why you think that James Harden should be the MVP this year, man. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all I was getting ready to do. This nigga fell out and shit like. he should get it though, man. Only because if you look in the last few years, everybody's been, and rightfully so, they've been overstepping it. You know, your Westbrooks, Durant, Steph, blah 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 blah. But it's his turn. It's his turn, man. Like you said, he's the best player on the best team all season. It's a regular season award. He got highlights for days. I mean, it's his turn, dog. That's all it is.
The Cliff looks so lost. We need to take a screen. We need to take a screenshot of this and put this on the shirt, my nigga. Like,
facts.
Oh man. So
Come on, man. We can't see the same people get it every year. Watch, Anthony Davis is gonna be the next guy to get it because it's gonna be his turn. It's just gonna be his turn.
In the past couple seasons,
like, down to Westbrook and who?
Westbrook.
James Harden, nigga.
Nah. KD been up for that. LeBron James been up for that. Like, yo, it hasn't been a lock for him.
I know, but it was Westbrook turn. It was Westbrook turn. The year before that, it was KD turn. Because after a while, just like when LeBron kept getting them, they was like, fuck it, give it to Derrick Rose, man. Like, it's his turn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't keep giving it to LeBron. Even LeBron earned it, even though LeBron might have better numbers, even though LeBron might win a chip, it ain't his turn right now.
See, the thing with the LeBron thing, like, I'll say this, like, LeBron is the best player of his generation, bar none, right? Back. It's almost like with Jordan. You could have gave the MVP to Jordan every motherfucking year. You could have gave it to him every year, but he didn't win it every year. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you know, you take into account that Karl Malone got the Utah Jazz playing at an exceptional level. They went to the finals 2 years in a row. They lost to Chicago, but still, you know what I'm saying? Charles Barkley playing at an exceptional level. He brought the Phoenix Suns all the way to the NBA Finals. They lost to Chicago, but still, you know what I'm saying? like you could have gave it to Mike every fucking year he played, but they didn't always give it to Mike. Same thing with LeBron. LeBron is playing on MVP level every fucking year. You could give it to LeBron every year and nobody would really be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? But with this, man, like I said, I think, like, I don't necessarily agree with, like, you know, it being someone's turn. Dudes are playing for that. Dudes are earning those considerations. Nobody just gets given an MVP. You know what I'm saying? I think the one MVP in the last 10 or 15 years that I just didn't flat out agree with was when they gave it to Steve Nash 1 year. Like, he won it 2 years in a row, and Kobe was balling the fuck out. And I'm not even a Kobe Bryant fan, but Kobe Bryant should have won one more motherfucking MVP than he got. You know what I'm saying? So with James Harden, I just kind of think that, yo, man, this is going to be his year because he was the best player on the best team in the NBA this year, man. That's just how it's going to be. It's just how it's going to be.
That's what I meant when I said it's his turn. Not like, you know, like they just taking turns and shit. I'm just saying, like, it's his year, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is his year. Like I said, he on the best team with the best record. He the best player. He done gave everybody that is somebody the business on the court this year. You know what I'm saying? He was must-see TV. It's his year.
But you know what's fun? You know what's funny, though? You know what's really fucked up? Like, think about this, man. Oklahoma City had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden all on the same motherfucking team. All three of these
with Serge Ibaka.
All three of them dudes are about to be league MVPs, though.
Hey, man,
that's crazy.
They ain't win the finals.
Let me make a point right quick.
Okay.
Y'all saying this shit about all this, they turned Mike.
I didn't say it was his turn.
Hold on. You said Mike could have had it every year.
He could have.
But he didn't get it. Right. LeBron plays the MVP level since his second year. Whatever. I ain't talking about the fact that everybody could have got it the same year. Because some guys always play like that. Mike plays like that. LeBron plays like that. Hell, Hakeem Olajuwon played like that.
But he played in the same era as Mike, so you know what happened with that.
I get that. But here's my point. Here's my point specifically. You got somebody who has done something that everybody y'all just named,
mm-hmm.
okay, has nothing to do with always his turn shit, mm-hmm. man. I'm going to go back to a point that I made about them quarterbacks getting $150 million. Westbrook earned them numbers. He had to work to average a triple-double. It ain't got nothing to do with if the team is number one, if the team is number two, oh, it's his year. He plays like this all the time. This dude has done something that no other player has done in the history of the game, and he earned it, and he worked his ass off, and now he's not going to get acknowledged because people are not looking at it, the fact that he is actually balling. He is balling. And that is something that you cannot compare. You can't compare the fact that, oh, it's his turn. That's just a judgment call. I can be a Kyle Lowry. Fuck it. I can be a – who was the star player on the Bulls this year? What was that dude named?
I don't know. I don't know who plays for the Bulls anymore.
No. Exactly. Nobody.
Listen. I could be a Blake Griffin fan, and I could be like, Blake Griffin, it's his year. He deserved it. That's just an opinion, man. We talking about numbers, some statistics, man. You can't argue that.
Okay, so Cliff.
That's me, man.
Cliff. Okay, so just to give this some context, right? So, because while you was talking, of course, you know, we got the powers of Googles with us, right? And I had to look this up.
Tell me why I was wrong.
No, I'm not gonna tell you why you was wrong. I'm just saying, like, there isn't. It's not like this isn't like this has no precedence, right? So before Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double for an entire season, it was Oscar Robertson, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the season that Oscar Robertson averaged a triple double, which was, let's see, what season was this? This was the 1961-1962 season. Oscar Robertson came in second for that MVP. You know who won that, boy? Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain was averaging 48 fucking points a game, 26 rebounds a game. Like crazy fucking numbers, right?
That's a good argument, though. That's a good argument.
It is. I'm not saying Wilt didn't deserve it. The point that I'm making is that, like, although we would look at the triple-double, and I'm saying, and this is someone who says that Russell Westbrook is underappreciated. I feel what you're saying. But at the same time, like, the triple-double for a season doesn't guarantee you the MVP. And we saw that already with Oscar Robertson. And that's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, let's take our opinions out of the fact.
Dude, this whole show is us giving our opinions on the shit that's happening.
I get that. I'm just saying, let's just take away the whole thing on why somebody should get the MVP, and that's just your opinion. If we went on statistics, then I would say that, fuck, if Wilt Chamberlain averaged 48 points and 26 rebounds a game, yo, I'm going to be like triple-double or quadruple-double-double. I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but like check this out, though. Oscar was averaging 30, 12, and 11. And he was shooting better from the field. And his free throw percentage was higher than Wilt. Wilt shot 57% from the line that season. I'm just saying, Oscar had a shot.
Speaking of James, speaking of James Harden, 49 is the score right now.
What's that? Say that again.
64-49 is the score right now. Golden State.
I'm just saying, we know that the MVP award is a regular season award, man.
It's regular season. Yeah,
it's regular
I'm just
season.
Posting, you know, giving y'all the score. That's
and
look, we got to realize that our picks are totally off. I think we gonna have to.
Hey, that's totally the reason why I named the show this episode the way that I did. Sometimes players fuck up. Because we got this shit all wrong when we prognosticated this entire fucking playoffs. We was all wrong in this shit. Like, we fucked up.
I know where I'm going to be right, though. I know where I'm going to be right.
What is that? The finals?
Hell yeah. I know where I'm going to be right.
Check this out, though.
I know where I'm going
to be. That nigga Cliff got boogers in his nose. Don't ever get that close to the camera again.
Whatever.
Yo, man, we really did fuck up on these. Like, what was that? I had Toronto, like, winning one. They got swept. I had Philly losing, like, getting swept. They won one.
New Orleans.
I had that one wrong. Like, yo, I'm always with Walt, but we got to give up our prognostication cards, man. Huh?
I don't even remember which ones I got wrong.
We got all but
one. It's all on tape, man. Like, the listeners can go back and be like, I'm sure they'll go back and be like, yo, you got this one wrong, nigga, and you got this one wrong. That's what the listeners are for. They gonna keep us honest. You know what I'm saying? But so Walt, man, you had this really interesting topic that I know you wanted to talk about, and I think the listeners really want to hear what the hell you talking about with this one. Tell them what you got for us tonight, man.
Okay, over the course of the past week, just listening to the radio shows and podcasts, it's been a little bit of a chatter about, because of the recent success with the players that they have, Boston trade Kyrie Irving in the season.
What?
At this point, it kind of looks like they don't need him. But
they don't need who? Kyrie?
I would. Yeah.
It's not but never. Not never.
They not trade. They not trade Kyrie, man. They not trade Kyrie. So,
not saying that. No, it wasn't saying that it was rumors that they were going to. It was just a question that should they. And I found that to be an interesting question, because given the fact that they are in the conference finals, they are up a game, that they doing this without Kyrie work. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I'm thrown off by this throw rug that that Cliff got on right now.
Yeah, Cliff fooling right now.
It's a little chilly in the basement. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
He got this throw rug on, man. We can't even concentrate. Cliff, why you wearing a throw rug, bro?
Throw rug.
Oh, shit. No, so... Here you go. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, I think that it's way too motherfucking premature for that talk about Kyrie Irving getting traded, man. Truth be told, Danny Ainge has shown himself to be the best fucking like general manager in the damn league, man. Like, bar none. Like, that dude has been able to amass picks. Yeah. That dude has been able to like effectively draft excellent talent. That dude has been able to swindle dudes out of giving up the, you know, like star players and getting like Kyrie Irving over to Boston. He was able to sign Gordon Hayward. Like, they got like, I see Boston being set up for a good run for the next 4 or 5 years with the way that Danny Ainge.
They've been in the conference finals the past 2 years.
Yeah, I see them like set up pretty well because that team is young as shit. Truth be told, I didn't see them going this far without Kyrie and without Gordon Hayward. I'm like, yo, like, these dudes have shown me a hell of a lot. And credit to Brad Stevens. We talk about coaches. Credit to Brad Stevens for doing this with a young group of guys who he's coached up to the point where, like, yo, they got fucking Cleveland down 2-1 in these in these Eastern Conference Finals right now. Like, nobody saw this for Boston with Kyrie Irving going down and with Gordon Hayward going down earlier in the season. Nobody saw this. So, I mean, I had Cleveland winning this series, you know. Wait a minute. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Because I remember earlier in the show, I said I had Toronto beating Cleveland when I didn't. I said Cleveland was going to win that series.
Yeah, but after that, we didn't pick these series.
Yeah, we did.
Second round was already over.
We went all the way through. We went through the second round.
No, we went conference finals, and then you said, "Should we do the finals and go on?" I was like, "Yeah, fuck it, going all the way."
Yeah, I had Cleveland
after the second round. Nah,
but we did definitely do the second round because I had Cleveland beating Toronto in five, and Toronto didn't win a fucking.
You had Toronto beating Cleveland.
No. I had Cleveland beating Toronto in five, and Cleveland didn't win. I mean, Toronto didn't win a game, and I had Boston beating Philly in a sweep, and Philly won a game. So, I got my shit straight now. I've got my shit straight. But even still, I don't think that we saw, like, this level of play coming from that Boston team with the guys that they have available to them right now. And so, I'm looking at this like, yo, like, Boston is set up really motherfucking nice, and when they do get Gordon Hayward back next year, when they do get Kyrie Irving back next year, Boston is the team to beat in the East next year. If LeBron does stay in the East next year, Boston is still the team to beat in the East next year. That's how good I'm feeling about the Boston Celtics. And I don't even really like them like that, but I'm just saying, like, Boston is set up pretty motherfucking nice. And like, giving up Kyrie Irving, like, I think Kyrie Irving is like the centerpiece of that. I don't think, like, Boston is even considering giving away fucking Kyrie Irving for nothing, despite, although, like, you know, the younger guys are playing out of their minds right now. Like, that just adds depth to that squad. I don't see them getting rid of those guys whatsoever.
I agree with everything you just said for the first time. That was very well put. I got to tell you, that was really good. I really do agree.
Ain't that a bitch? Talk to me like I'm a goddamn kindergarten.
I gotta give it to you.
All right.
No, I agree. I think that Danny Ainge has proven himself to be an excellent GM. Once again, talk about the politics. Starts from the top. He's an eye for great talent. Kind of reminds me of the Cubs, you know, eye for great talent, bringing on some young guys, and they are the team to beat. And you know what? Just to throw a little wrench in there, the reason why they went this far might be because they didn't have Kyrie or Hayward. You never know.
Good point.
Just saying. But I think right now Boston is the biggest threat in the Eastern Conference. I mean, you got other squads. You got Miami and Orlando, some younger teams, Washington. But I think they're showing another level of ball play. And I think that's going to make a big difference when it comes to, you know, the true threat in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, because Cleveland, people are not even really afraid of them like they used to be. Now people are going to be looking at Boston like
Toronto is.
Toronto is.
LeBronto, goddammit. LeBronto, goddammit. Shit, he got they fucking number, man. Real talk. That's all you got, Walt?
For real. Yeah. That's all. I just wanted to get y'all opinion on that because I thought, you know, again, Danny Ainge being who he is, I mean, it might be a deal out there. That might be something we should look, we should keep an eye out for this summer because it might be a deal out there that might get in his eye.
Well, I say this, man. If Danny Ainge is going to deal anything, it might be that that stockpile of picks that he got. I mean, like, dude has been stockpiling picks all over the place for years. Like, he just got draft picks to just get away, like, to just give away. Like, you know what? I got a first-round pick from Golden State from, like, 2015. Man, you could have that one if you give me this dude right here. Like he got picks all over the place. Man, he don't necessarily have to give up a whole lot. And even when he's giving up something, he can give up, like, the depth, like, some of the depth in off of his bench. Well, like, you got guys like Terry Rozier who people are looking at like, this guy is a star. Like, if we put him in our rotation, he may be our starting point guard or whatever else. He comes off the bench for Boston, but he could be a star someplace else. Danny Ainge has been able to acquire a lot of talent, and he's been able to draft a lot of really good talent. Probably the best, like, drafter in the league right now so far, man. Like, he's been able to put a team together, like, really fucking well. And I'm jealous of the fact that he's, like, in Boston and not in Chicago. I'm just saying.
They dropped down in the draft to get Jason Tatum, didn't they? He went third. I think they had a high. They had like the what was it? The first or second pick or something in that draft last year, didn't they? What they have? Like, they had somebody's pick was. I think they had something like that. I don't know. They had a high draft pick or something. I think they dropped down to get him. It was like because they knew he was gonna be at third or some shit like that. But I don't know. It was. You know, it's something to look out for. Think, you know, he might be able to get a good player and stockpile some more picks by getting rid of Kyrie.
The only team that I think could challenge Boston in the East next year is Philly, and that's if they get LeBron. That's it. That's the only one.
Damn.
That's the only one.
Hold on. Walt just talked about how nobody want to play for – want to go to Toronto. LeBron ain't thinking about no goddamn Philly.
Hold on. I didn't say whether or not LeBron was thinking about going to Philly. I said the only team who could challenge Boston would be Philly. That's if they were able to get LeBron. I didn't say LeBron was going.
They got LeBron.
Right. I hear you. I know that. But guess what? You might as well just redact that statement because that shit ain't never gonna happen.
Hey, we didn't think LeBron going to Miami was gonna happen either, but look what happened.
You know what? The chances of LeBron going to Philly, that nigga might as well go to Toronto where you say he don't want, where nobody want to go to, Walt. That shit ain't happening.
You just hope that nigga go to Chicago.
No, I do not. Ooh. No. I love Bron. But no, don't come here. You're going to be a loser. LeBron is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. You heard me say it now.
Oh, he's definitely going to lose then, man. They ain't got shit in Los Angeles. They don't have a goddamn thing.
They got one thing that nobody else has.
What's that?
They can pay him more money than any other team.
Other than Cleveland.
They can pay him more money.
Other than Cleveland. Nobody can give him more money than Cleveland.
And guess what? LeBron is going to get the biggest contract in NBA history for like a 1 year or a 2 year joint. And it doesn't make a difference.
So you think LeBron about to be a mercenary, man? He about to start team hopping?
He's going to be a sales swordsman. All right. Like Game of Thrones, you know what that is.
Yeah, he's a salesman. Yeah. We got you. We got you.
Whoa, nigga. Don't be trying to play me.
I'm not playing you, dickhead. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
But it's time for us to wing it, man. I know you got to get out of here, so we about to wing it.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
So because you got to get up out of here, Cliff, go first, man. What you winging on tonight?
I am winging it on the fact that the Major League Baseball, this is 18, 4 years ago, implemented a rule that you cannot argue with the umpires anymore. I think it's stupid. You know, if you feel like it's not a strike, you know, you got to hold all that shit in. Damn. Oh, man. Be like, man, that shit was a little high, man. And the ump, he take his, you know, his gear off looking at him like, you want to go? I'm like, yo, I'm just saying how you figured out what the strike or, you know, whatever. And nah, you just get ejected. You just get ejected. I mean, come on. Everybody's going to argue whether that shit was a strike. So now now don't get me wrong. If you start kicking motherfucking dirt, go get third base and throw it at the umpire shit like that, you know, that's different. But if I can't have a simple conversation, like, man, can you tell me if, you know, was a little inside or, you know, right at my waistline, is that where it was? Oh, now I'm ejected? Really? Come on, man. Kyle Schwarber just got kicked out of the game the other day, man. It was a third strike, third out, and he takes off his helmet, gives the bat to the ball boy, turns around, and he's talking to the ump like, hey, man, I could have swore you called that a ball the last time I was up. His ass was like, I said, that is absolutely amazing. And I just think that, you know, I agree with, like, you know, instant replay. You know, people complain about that because they always, you know, replaying shit. But that's cool. But to be able to just maybe have a small side conversation to the umpire to say, hey, man, it seemed legit. It seemed like a ball to me. And he could say, you know what, Twan? It was right there. You just missed that one. I'm cool with that. I'd be cool with that. But if we have that conversation and now I'm going to get ejected and get a $25,000 fine, that's some bullshit.
Are you done? are you done?
You couldn't wait to use that bullshit. That's right.
I swear to God, I couldn't. You're right. I couldn't. I really couldn't, man. I've been waiting for that. Ever since I seen that fucking movie, like, oh man, I got to use for that. I got to use for that. No, I feel you. I had to use it though. Like, you was at your 2 minutes. That's a 2 minute warning right there. Like, that's a 2 minute.
Oh, really?
That's a 2 minute.
We can't. Are you done your ass?
You could. I can see you. I can see you the sounds. I can see you the sound clip, and you can. Are you done me too? Right, this is.
I got you.
I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you the clip.
I want you to go ahead and wing it because I'm about to start your 2 minutes right now.
It ain't my turn. Walt, go ahead, man.
Oh, we ain't got no pecking order. It ain't no pecking order up in here. It ain't my turn. Get that bullshit out of here. It ain't my turn.
Hey, Walt, what you winging it on tonight, bro?
Real quick, I just wanted to say how you get to do the show. This nigga pulled the timer up. Last week, we didn't get to do the show. We didn't get to tell, Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
They had dug up some dirt on Matt. Was a sexual assault or whatever from back in the day. I just wanted to point out the fact that in a couple of went away, you haven't heard anything about it at all. And if that was some type of investigation going on, figure out a way to suspend his ass for half of the season for some shit he did. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to point that fact out. Take up too much time on it, but I just think it's fucked up how they doing that. They just broke map.
Hey, Walt, man. AT&T is not trying to let you be great right now. Like, they are not trying to let you be great right now. I mean, they chopped up your whole wing in it right now. Like, we ain't heard nothing you said. We was trying to let this shit clear up, man, but it ain't. We ain't heard nothing you said. So I know you was talking about Patricia and his sexual assault allegations, man. Like, if you could, like, repeat it, and we not this is like on some real shit. Like, repeat it, because we didn't hear anything you really said, man.
Nah, I was just saying how I think it's fucked up how that story went away and like within like a 2-day span, but they still be going on right now trying to have some type of find a way to suspend half of the year or some shit. You know, they brushed it. I just think how it was fucked up how they did.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Hold on. Twan, hold on 1 second.
Go ahead, get your timer together, nigga. Get your timing together.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Winging it,
you got it? Okay. So he got his timer up. I'm gonna share some shit with y'all, right? I'm gonna pull up the share screen because I want to show y'all something. And this is something that I thought was fucking amazing, right? Something that, like, y'all know how I feel about shit politically and whatnot, right? So I want y'all to look at this real quick. Let's check this out.
I think I know what you're gonna play.
You know damn well what I'm about to play. You know damn well what I'm about to play. God damn, they allowed this shit sound effect. Jesus Christ.
LeBron James has never been shy in his
Oh my God, man. Come on, man. Y'all can't be. Okay, so check this out, man. LeBron James just threw his towel away from a damn Trump supporter. You see this old white man with his Make America Great Again hat on? Like, LeBron James got a towel. One of the greatest players to ever play this game. And that would be a really good motherfucking souvenir to get. Like a towel that LeBron James like wiped his face with in a playoff game, and like you can go like, yo, you show your grandkids like, yo, I got this towel from LeBron James himself. He got his sweat on it and everything. I never even washed this damn thing, right? Like, you can give this, like, you can like pass that down as like an heirloom and shit. Like, I got this from LeBron James himself, right? But this man is walking around with a goddamn Make America Great Again hat on, right? Now, we know that LeBron James is a part of the Fuck Trump coalition. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James is called the dude who is currently occupying the White House right now as a bum. He called the dude a bum. And if he wins the championship, wouldn't even go to the White House to go visit that bum, right? So I thought it was real motherfucking cool of LeBron James to not only throw the towel, but throw the towel away from this damn Trump supporter who was really trying to get that motherfucking towel as an heirloom to give to his kids and his grandkids, say, I got this towel from LeBron James. I never even washed it. So, yeah, that's what I'm winging it on. And I know I got that shit in under 2 minutes. Fuck you, nigga.
That is so funny.
So, yeah, man, we about to get up out of here. But before we go, of course, I got to let y'all know.
This shit gets better every week.
I'm saying. But I got to let y'all know how to get in touch with us here at the Spam Report Podcast. No, this isn't the Spam Report Podcast. Stop it, Spam. This is the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I got to let y'all know how to get in touch with us here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. Let your voices be heard here, y'all. Go ahead and hit us up at the hotline. Leave those voicemails at area code 313-288-0485. That number again is area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemails. Of course, we will play those here on the show live and respond to you in kind. You can also email us at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave those emails and we'll read those emails here live and respond to you live here on the show as well. Go to the website, man. beerandchickenpod.com. Go to beerchickenpod.com and you can watch replays of the show. You can vote in the polls, man. As a matter of fact, we got a poll up on this particular episode, whether or not you think the Boston Celtics should trade Kyrie Irving. That is a poll on this episode. We'll read the results of that poll next week. Wait. No show next week. I'm going to be in Chicago. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to be in Chicago.
Word. Why don't win?
Grandma's birthday, man. I'm going to be in Chicago, man. Granny turning 82. I thought you knew. See?
No,
see?
I didn't.
See?
I didn't know.
See, I'll be home, bro. I'll be home.
What day?
Hey, we'll talk about that offline, man. I'm trying to close out the show. Jesus Christ. No, man, but, we're not going to do a show next week. You know what? We might do one Memorial Day if y'all open for it. Memorial Day, ain't nobody got to work. Okay, Memorial Day. We got a show for y'all Memorial Day. That's how we getting down. That's how we getting down, because I'll be back home Memorial Day, right? So that's how we getting down. But yeah, so you can go to the website, www.beerandchickenpod.com. You can watch replays of the show. You can vote in the polls. You can leave comments. You can donate to the show if you like. You know, we literally do like, you know, for y'all to do that. This shit ain't free, man. It is not free. It costs money. And we really do like y'all to like kind of help us do this, right? Also, you can go to our store.
I'm taking donations for a new computer right now, too. I'm taking donations for a new computer.
Hey, if y'all listen to tonight's show, yo, Walt could really use that computer right now. Real talk. We need the listeners to come through for us right now, man. You know, the doors are open, man. You know, spread your love and your wealth and your health and all of that over to us here, the Beer and Chicken Pod, man. Help us get water to computer. I'm saying. The doors are open. Is there one? Is there one? No, I'm just bullshitting, but no, man, but go to our store, man. Get yourself some merch, man. We got a couple of new t-shirts that are in the store right now. We got the Just Winging It shirt, man. We got the You Gotta Earn It shirt, man. Inspired by the homeboy Cliff, aka DJ Neff. Go ahead and get yourself a shirt, man. Go get your water bottle. Or get yourself like a pillow or some shit. Like lie down on the pillowy softness of a Beer and Chicken Pod pillow. I know, right? I know. Get yourself some. That shit sound crazy as fuck. Let me stop that. Let me stop that. That's crazy. Oh, not the Nighthawk, nigga. It's the voice. Yeah, but we're about to get up out of here, y'all, man. It was fun. And we'll talk to y'all again next week, Memorial Day. We're going to do a show Memorial Day. Hopefully, these niggas will be here on time. Otherwise, I'm going to have to find them.
I got you.
All right, man. But we out of here, y'all. We'll talk to y'all again soon. Until next time, fam. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace.